Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is February 1st, 2025, and here are our top stories. ChatGPT vulnerability, AI persuasion test, speech dataset release, AI in genomics. ChatGPT vulnerability. Researchers have uncovered a new security vulnerability that allows ChatGPT to generate malware for its users. Dubbed Time Bandit, this flaw causes the AI to lose its sense of time. By carefully crafting their requests, users can exploit this to make ChatGPT provide instructions for illicit activities. Normally, software safeguards are in place to block such requests. Freelance AI security researcher David Kusmar discovered the vulnerability in November 2024, but struggled to get a response from OpenAI and various US authorities. Kusmar stumbled upon the Time Bandit flaw while examining how the AI model makes decisions, noticing its inability to recognize temporal context. An OpenAI spokesperson thanked Kusmar for sharing his findings and emphasized that OpenAI opposes the use of its technologies for illegal purposes. AI persuasion test. OpenAI has leveraged the subreddit rparchangemyview to assess the persuasive abilities of its AI reasoning models. This initiative was detailed in a system card released alongside its new reasoning model, O3 Mini. On rparchangemyview, millions of Reddit users share their opinions, inviting others to challenge their views with persuasive counterarguments. This subreddit serves as a valuable resource for tech companies like OpenAI, which aim to train AI on human-generated content. Within a controlled setup, OpenAI's AI models craft responses to user posts, aiming to sway opinions. Testers evaluate these AI-generated replies for persuasiveness, with results compared to human responses. While OpenAI has a content licensing agreement with Reddit, this specific evaluation is reportedly separate. The Change My View benchmark highlights the value and complexity of acquiring quality data for AI models. Although the O3 Mini model's performance doesn't drastically surpass previous models like O1 or GPT-4o, it appears more persuasive than most humans on the subreddit. OpenAI is focused not on creating hyper-persuasive AI, but on ensuring AI models remain balanced, as there are concerns about overly persuasive AI potentially advancing harmful agendas. Speech dataset release. ML Commons and Hugging Face have unveiled a significant collection of public domain voice recordings named Unsupervised PEEP, People's Speech, for AI research. This dataset boasts over 1 million hours of audio in at least 89 languages and aims to bolster research in diverse speech technology areas. By supporting natural language processing for languages beyond English, ML Commons hopes to enhance global communication technologies. However, there's a catch. Many audio sources from archive.org are predominantly in American-accented English, posing risks of bias in AI models. Developers are advised to tread carefully, as some recordings might be used unknowingly for AI research. AI in genomics. MIT chemists have leveraged generative artificial intelligence to revolutionize how we determine three-dimensional genome structures. This new technique predicts thousands of structures in mere minutes, a significant improvement over traditional experimental methods. By utilizing this AI-driven approach, researchers can study the influence of three-dimensional genome organization on gene expression and cell functions more efficiently. Led by Bin Zhang, an associate professor of chemistry, the team designed an AI model capable of swiftly analyzing DNA sequences and predicting potential chromatin structures. This advancement aligns it with state-of-the-art experimental techniques, unlocking numerous research opportunities. All data and models are accessible to researchers worldwide, courtesy of National Institutes of Health funding. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.